Having children is a wonderful gift, and also in many different ways. And sometimes they give you these questions that really shakes the bottom of your foundation. And one of the questions that I think Roy asked after learning about all these environmental issues and human history, he came to me one day and asked, "So Dad, did humans do ever good thing to the earth?" Can you raise your hand if we did really good thing to the earth ever since our beginning?
Not enough.
In a sense, that's what we have built. And we justified in the name of our survival. And we somehow felt that's okay. And sometimes we use the Bible, religious text, to even to justify more. Yeah, look at this, the God ordained us to be the head of everything. We're the master, so we can use them the way we want to. In a sense, there is very negative side. And then I have talked to a few of late 20s and early 30 kind of age people. Maybe it could be some of you. But they seem to have a little much more pessimistic view on humanity, in a sense. Considering all the things happening on Earth, human population keep growing, resources running out, and politicians doing not any better than age before. Where are we heading? And why are we actually? What are we doing here? Are we really good for the earth? And I believe I'm not the first one who mentions or you read about it, but there are many, many writings and books talking about humans almost as a virus to the earth's ecosystem. Because all other creatures in this ecosystem live in somewhat harmonious way to one to the other. We don't. We demand our space, and we eliminate all other beings and creatures that does not align with our taste. When we build our home, right? We just eliminate them all. And I have done a few times, but we even kill colonies of ants and all those other small animals too. In a sense, there is a pessimism about us. And today, I'd like to share with you Swedenborg's point about human. And it is not pessimistic at all. So today's title I give as is the goal of divine providence. In one sentence, the goal of divine providence is to create heaven from human race. Very simple. In this, some people go with that we're all here to be angels, and sometimes people jump over and over, and so we're angels and we're all good and everything's okay. That's a little bit too much of optimism, I have to say. The heaven from human race has a very, very positive and optimistic view and hope for humans, what we can become. Doesn't mean we're there yet. But also it doesn't mean the heaven in Swedenborgian way, it doesn't mean heaven after this life. Heaven is not a place. It is not a physical place. It is a state of being. So heaven from human race means human beings could become this state of being where the divine can be united with not just the humans, actually, with humans, through humans, with the whole nature. In a way, human is like a link between whole inner reality and an outer physical reality. So yes, we're important. Even to a degree, Schierenbuch explains and emphasizes that the whole process of creation had its goal as creation of human. Doesn't mean that everything else is created for us. Right? There's a difference. God, in the beginning, had to have this realization. So, in Swedenborgian theology, God is love itself. And this love, to be truly love, cannot be alone. So I often explain that what happened before creation was God alone. You know, in the spiritual realm, there is no time and space. So the beginning, in the beginning, happens in the beginning. And that's it. There's no before the beginning. But in that beginning, God was love and is love. And love itself cannot exist as love. Because the quality of love is to have another being to love and to be loved by. And love to be loved, it has to be voluntary. Love that is forced, brainwashed, is not love. So God had to create or engineer or program, in this modern language, a being who could voluntarily love God back. You know what that means? Also could not love God. Could choose to love something else. If you only give one choice to have, like as parents, we often trick our children, right? Saying, well, you can study or you can be sitting at the couch and do nothing. What do you want to do? I mean, it's not really a choice. If you study, I love you. If you don't study, I'll not love you. But that's not exactly a choice either. Right? So, real choice means this being who's choosing is absolutely free in choosing. So, in order for such a being to be there, it took eons of time. So, Swedenborgian believes in something that's called creative creation evolution. Like, it is, we believe in creation, but in the process of evolution. So it took that many years for you to be the being who is capable of freely loving whatever you want to love, actually. That's what it takes. It is not simply just loving back God or not. You are free to love whatever you want to love. And that's why human beings are complex and complicated, and we made a mess. Because we are all free to love whatever we want to love. Sometimes we say, I don't understand why that person did that. How could he like that kind of things? That's why. So in a sense, we could love almost infinite variety of things according to the number of us we have. So in this God's creation, I'm trying to really summarize now because I could explain it about 2 hours, is that in Swedenborgian view, the creation of God didn't happen one time in the beginning and everything stayed that way. Creation was an ongoing process as the human mind were expanding and human beings are somewhat way happening to love all kind of different things. to a degree that it has to come to an end, that all possibilities covered, then that one chapter ends. And then there's next chapter opens. So, divine providence, we have somewhat believed that that's how that God governs, as the king and as an emperor, and like doing everything the way he wills. That's not exactly how divine providence is explained by Immanuel Swedenborg or Swedenborgian Church. Divine providence is the inner mechanism of the whole created universe. And it has one goal particular, that is heaven from human. That's you. And heaven is a state. A state is where God can be fully present. God as love and wisdom can be fully present. And human beings can become the vessels who could embrace and contain within. And not even that, actually even amplify by interacting each other in such a way. So heaven could be right here, could be in you. And that is where divine providence is moving toward and creating each one of us to be that vessel. If you'll prefer, angel. Angel is not a mythical creature or godly creature that has wings in Swedenborgian understanding. Angel is simply a being who have lived here and passed on to the next stage and have embraced this nature of God that came into us fully and contains within and live by it. So this angel is in the state of heaven. And today's scripture readings, if you kind of check that out, in the Bible, that's kind of first story and almost that's the last story. That is chapter 2 of Genesis and chapter 21 of Revelation. It's not exactly first and the last, close enough. First is about God creating humans out of the earth, but breathing the breath of life so we become living beings. An element that is from God makes us to be alive, to be who we are. And at the end, specifically it talks about home of God is among the mortals. You know what home is? Home. When you say home, what is home for you? This is another topic I can talk 45 minutes. Why? Because I never had a home ever since I was 3. My parents divorced when I was 3 and never had a home. I had many houses that I lived, but I never called them home. Do you believe house is the same as a home? No. See, you all know this. Home is a state of being, actually. It is not a physical thing. But sometimes, house, you identify house as your home too. Why? There is being you love living in there. And you know when you go there, you're comforted. You can be yourself. You don't have to pretend to be anybody else. Yet you know you'll be welcomed and loved. That's home, right? Home of God is among the mortals. What does that sound to you? God can be comfortable. God can be who God is among humans. You know, that's beautifully written in the scripture. And that's where Swedenborg wants to emphasize on. And that's how back in saying, yes, we can love whatever we that pleases us, but yet we can also choose what to love. We can use our brain to analyze, to assess what we are loving is truly good or not. It's not about analyzing other people. It only works really good when we do it to ourselves. So when we can truly choose to love what is truly good, then we can come back to the phrase saying, heaven is happening within us. And believe or not, divine providence, the work of God around you, is trying to make you to be like that. And according to Swedenborg, all the challenges you have, all the temptations you're having, are training you to be like that. To be heaven within. Because you are made for it. So may God bless you in your journey in finding and living the truth that you embrace. Amen.